I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom.
Dori and I are so happy that on today's Business Spotlight, we have the return of Renee Sullivan, one of our favorite co-hosts. Renee is an enthusiastic mother of two, an online entrepreneur, lead generation, and email specialist. She loves being a mom and is a cryptocurrency enthusiast and enjoys music and theater. The even better news is that her marketing business is on fire, and she has added another dimension of consulting others on how to successfully add cryptocurrency as part of an affiliate marketing and long-term wealth plan. Just so you know, we really are very intrigued by that concept. Dori and I know nothing about cryptocurrency, so hopefully you're all as excited to hear about it as we are. In today's show, Renee will talk about how to avoid becoming part of the NFL, No Friends Left. I love that. I asked her to include that. Using attraction marketing strategies, you can have people wanting to hunt you down to join your business rather than you having to always find people to join you. She will talk about her strategies on generating leads and communicating with them on a regular basis through her automated system. Renee, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I am so excited to be asked back. This is really exciting. I've been wanting to come back, so when we did this a few months ago, and you know, where are they now? I was like, yes, this is awesome. So I can't wait to talk about what I'm doing, and you know, in the world of marketing.
Excellent, excellent. Well, give us any sort of little catch-up that you want, or just launch straight into the strategies, whatever works best for you.
Sure. Well, what I'm going to do is, you know, where we left off, what I was talking about is, and you described it so well with the NFL and the traction marketing, because very often in the MLM world, people are told that, you know, make a list of your 100 closest friends and family members, and, you know, that's all well and good. However, that list can get exhausted very quickly, okay? So basically what that NFL means, no friends left, okay?
Yeah.
once you exhaust that list, it's like, what do you do? And most people, when they're starting out in an MLM, they don't know how to recruit. That's a skill that you just have to develop over time.
Right.
And one of the things that I'm very aware of that because I was one of those people, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I had a few friends and family that, you know, humored me and bought a few things in the beginning, but, you know, they got tired of me inviting them, okay?
Yes. Yep.
And that's going to happen. So what I do in the counseling and actually in my sales funnel is I talk more about attraction marketing, generating leads, and people who actually want what you have to offer. Instead of you, like I said, having to always hunt people down, what we teach is strategies and marketing so that people are finding you instead of you having to always be that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you learn day one. Okay. It took me a couple years to figure that out and, you know, develop strategies. And I was very fortunate to have really good mentors who had mastered this. And, you know, I learned from them by copying what they did. And that's really what I'm doing now is I'm showing them how to first copy what we're showing you. And then you can develop your own voice, your own skills, and your own way of doing things. But it takes some time to do that. And what people get frustrated about in the very beginning is that they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. And in the beginning, they don't realize that it's going to take some time and it's going to take some work on their part. So when I talk to someone or the first initial correspondence with me is through my automated system. You know, I have a sales funnel. They're going to get videos of me talking about who I am. I'm going to talk about, you know, how people might, especially in the make money online world, people are so drawn into, you know, I can make, you know, $1,000 on the first day or, you know, that kind of thing. And for some marketers, that happens if they already have a following. But for most people, like I said in the beginning, that's not going to happen. So what I try to do is to explain that in my initial videos to share with people. You might see that, but you don't know the journey that it took for that those people who are making, you know, the millions and people who are making thousands a day, how long it took them to get to that point. So in my sessions and in my sales funnel, I talk about what's more important at first is learning how to generate leads, okay? And we teach them through free ways of, you know, making videos. You know, if you're a blogger, if you like to write, you could do that. You could do social media posts. And it can seem overwhelming at first, but it doesn't have to be if you break it up into bites. And that's some of the parts of that. And then the faster route is what I call the paid traffic advertising. And for most people, that's a new concept. So, you know, I give affiliate resources to teach people how to do that. And everything that I do, and I talked about this in my previous shows about my Keep It Simple, you know, shows about the automated system and how you have multiple streams of income, everything in these multiple streams are income sources, including the traffic.
Okay.
So, and that helps people to get into some kind of profit in the very beginning so that they can experience some success.
Right.
And that's really important for someone brand new starting out. And
definitely.
People that I come in contact with or people who contact me come from all walks of life. They might, you know, come from a corporate job and be tired of that and want to do something on their own, or they, you know, may have lost a job, just got laid off, and they're, you know, their back's against the wall and they don't have much to start out with. So what I teach is, okay, you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a business. You got to spend some. You got to realize that whatever business you're going to have, you're going to have to invest time and money. So that's part of our whole funnel and our whole system. Now, the attraction marketing part of it, where I get into the cryptocurrency part, is this is a something trending. And one of the biggest things about attraction marketing, which is basically how I describe people, you know, coming to you and wanting, you know, to know more about you and wanting to join you in business, is being in a trending market such as cryptocurrency, people are curious. They might be a little scared, but they're still curious. And they want to know. They might follow you a little bit to see what you're doing, to see, okay, how is this person incorporating cryptocurrency into their business? And the nice thing about how I'm doing it is that it doesn't have to cost a lot, even though right now, I think the cost of one Bitcoin is about $9,000. You don't have to start with $9,000. Just like you can have like pennies on a dollar, you can have fractions of Bitcoin and start that way. And usually once people hear that, they're like, oh, okay. You know, some of that fear is eased, and they're more open to learning more about it, how they can get into that trending market and what makes it so, you know, sexy, I guess, you know, in business, because it is. You know, I think it's sexy. I'm very passionate about it because no matter what, even though the cost of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency fluctuates, overall, it always goes up and you're always more in profit than you would be with cash.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And, you know, I'm not going to make predictions, but it's going to go up, okay? And it's going to stay up. And
right,
if it becomes more mainstream, that's what's going to happen. So one of the things I wanted to do is do a little bit of an introduction. If the word Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and I'm going to focus on Bitcoin because that's the big one that all other cryptocurrency is based off of, I'm going to do a little bit of an introduction on what that is.
Great.
And, you know, but I also want to say I do have a mini course so that if people need to see pictures that go with this and videos, I have that as well. But it's, for the purposes of the show, I wanted to kind of get into what is that. So basically,
good.
Thanks. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. I think it's important because most people hearing this for the first time are like, okay. I
think
know.
So too. A lot of people I know still have no idea what that even means.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
even
as
they've
a
never
topic,
heard of it.
Much less. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And yep. And I think it's great that you give us the brief intro, and then we'll make sure that everybody knows where your website is and where to find,
yep.
as you said, the more detailed information if they want to go deeper into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm just going to give the basics because that's all people can usually handle in the beginning.
Yeah.
So basically, what is a Bitcoin? It's a digital currency. It's another way of looking at money that's you can't physically touch it, and it's decentralized. And you send it through the internet. So basically, okay. if you can send an email to someone, you can send Bitcoin to someone. It's okay. literally another way of doing finance. For a lot of people, there's advantages because you can transfer directly from person to person on the internet, and you don't have a middleman of a bank. And that's
oh, okay.
huge.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because if you're going to have an online business, you're going to be working, you know, doing business with people all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the currency issue, like, there's people who want to do business with each other in other countries. And if they don't use Bitcoin, they can't because of the banking system. They don't accept credit cards in certain companies. And this was one of the reasons why Bitcoin was created, is because
okay.
they wanted to have a different way and not have to go through all kinds of issues to pay each other, to do business.
Right.
As far as with Bitcoin, there's no limits on how much you can send or receive.
Okay.
How it works, okay, and again, I'm going to try not to be technical, but I will say some technical things, and like I said, if people want more information, they can get it from me.
Great.
So there's currency exchanges. And you can buy and sell Bitcoin for dollars, euros, or more, like whatever country you're in, whatever your currency is, you can buy and sell Bitcoin for that
okay.
using your currency. What you have to do in order to do that is have a digital wallet. It could be on your computer. It could be on your phone, mobile device. It could be on a USB port. There's also something called a Trezor or a Ledger Nano. They look like USB ports. Okay?
Okay.
It's as simple, like I said, as sending an email. You can buy anything you want with a Bitcoin. There's cars purchased. You could buy a cup of coffee. You could buy clothes. You could buy books. Whoever is selling something with Bitcoin, and even there's several things like PayPal. They're even using
mm-hmm.
Bitcoin. So, you know, you can
wow.
have that as an option. So as it becomes more and more known, it's going to be easier and easier. As far as the transactions are concerned, they're secured by people called miners. Okay, just like in gold mining, there's Bitcoin miners. Okay, they're rewarded every time they generate Bitcoins. And how they generate is they verify transactions, and it's basically mathematical equations. Really smart people do it, and I don't have a clue. You don't have to know that in order to do it. Just like you don't have to know how the internet works to use it, you don't have to know how Bitcoin works in order to use it. That's the cool thing. So where these complex math problems are solved is something called the blockchain, and that's the technology behind the Bitcoin. And it's not just about making Bitcoin. Blockchain is not just about Bitcoin. It's about a technology that goes beyond that, which I won't even get into because we're only talking about Bitcoin right now, but there's other things that blockchain can do. And that's where all the transactions, so this is real money, so every transaction that's made with a Bitcoin can be seen, like so that this is for real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a public ledger, okay?
Okay.
What it does is, like I mentioned in the beginning, is it creates a whole new platform for finance and innovating, okay? It's open to anyone so that as I said, we talk about the transactions. Anyone can see this. So, like, you can basically go to blockchain.info and see every transaction that's made in Bitcoin, okay? So there's no hiding of anything.
Right.
Basically, what Bitcoin, to summarize, what Bitcoin is doing is it's kind of like changing how we're doing finance, okay? It's basically Amazoning what the to the banks, what Amazon
right,
did,
right.
Like books. And so it's just making it a lot easier to do commerce. And that's why I love it, and that's what's so hot about it, and that's why people are so curious about it. Even though there's people who are fearful, they're still curious, and that's why I like to use this as part of the system that I have, because people are curious. That alone gets people many times in the door to seeing more of how I'm making it work.
Right.
Yes. So I'm excited. I think Bitcoin and cryptocurrency combined with, you know, good sales, you know, techniques and strategies makes a really good combination in marketing.
Yeah, definitely fascinating. Renee, I think now would be a good time to go ahead and take a quick pause to hear about our sponsors. And then I had one question about what you've said so far, and then we can continue on. Okay.
Sure.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter, Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel, Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook, Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And we're back. Renee, I kind of think I understand it, but you spoke early on in talking about the Bitcoin, about how you're cutting out that third party, that middle person, the bank. But yet you're still, you're
purchasing this Bitcoin to begin with? So who is selling that to you?
Okay, so if you've never had a Bitcoin before, okay, mm-hmm. As I mentioned on exchanges, and I'll just throw out a name just because it makes it easier, there's something called Coinbase. So if you need to purchase, and there's many of them, but I'm just going to use that one as an example, you mm-hmm. can literally use your U.S. dollars or your euros and buy it through this exchange called Coinbase. Like, so say you have $100 that you want to spend and get your first, you know, Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You can basically use U.S. dollars through this exchange, and what it's going to do is it's going to send you, like, a code, okay? And that mm-hmm. code is going to be that much worth in Bitcoin. And when right. you actually want to buy something in Bitcoin, you're given like this letter and number series
mm-hmm.
that you send. And it's really long, but there's shortcuts on how to do it. Like you could do it through QR codes. And again, that might be a little technical for some people.
Right,
or
right.
You can literally copy and paste it and do it that way, or you could do hunt and peck and do every single one. It'll take you a little bit longer to do it, but
right.
you know, you just have to be careful with that because it's really long. And they do that on purpose. The reason why right. they have a long series, because they don't want people to hack it, okay?
Right.
So they make it difficult, so you really yeah. have to pay attention. There's a reason for it. But, yeah, that's the basic procedure. You have to get it. I mean, there's other ways of doing it locally.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called localbitcoin.com. Like, you would have to look in your area for someone
right.
to find someone in your area. So there's ways of doing it if you didn't want to get it through an exchange. But it's becoming a lot easier to acquire Bitcoin. And some people want more, and they're like holding it, or what we call stacking it, for because this mm-hmm. is an asset. Bitcoin is an mm-hmm. asset. It's
right.
It's just like if you were, you know, holding gold and silver in your hand. You can't physically touch it, but it's still an asset. It's something that is of value
mm-hmm.
to people. So, however you get it, you can multiply it, or you can hold it. And eventually, over time, it's going to multiply just from the fact that it's going to multiply.
Becoming more like valuable, right.
You know, not to go into too much of it, but, like, say you bought $100 worth of Bitcoin today. In a few weeks, it could be worth $200 just by
right.
you holding it, just because of the price.
Right. And if you were to use it to purchase something, does that person, so they could obviously, again, hold it so that it would multiply, or would they need to then go back to an exchange to turn that back into money? Is that how that works? Or
you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I teach people to do, because I'm
right,
talking about,
right.
you know, having assets and stuff.
Right,
yes,
right, right.
You can turn it back from Bitcoin to money through it. That you basically would have to go through an exchange for the most part, or,
right.
again, find that local person. But usually it's not – usually you can only – buy it. You can't sell it back to a local person unless you find someone who's very good with that and can
right,
do that.
Right,
most
right.
likely you're going to have to do it through an exchange.
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I think I'm following so far. I'm actually feeling pretty smart.
And again, if you want more detail or anyone else wants more detail, I can certainly send them to – I have a mini course. But the other thing I wanted to mention is I also have a platform that I use as my – the first thing that people see about Bitcoin. It is
mm-hmm.
called iCoin Pro, and it's education on not just Bitcoin itself, but – cryptocurrencies in general and how to actually trade it, because that's another way to accumulate it. And that's one of the skills that I'm personally learning and profiting now. Disclaimer, okay? My
yes.
disclaimer is, you know, there's no guarantee of any money to be made with anything
right.
that you're going to do in business, but especially with trading and through, you know, any platform that you're going to use.
Right.
But so if someone wants really more detailed information, they can certainly get the information about the platform that I use and where I learned most of my information about cryptocurrency.
Okay, why don't you, we'll probably repeat it again at the end. Why don't you quickly tell us where they can find your course and
okay.
or, you know, if they want to get started on your other marketing strategies as well, where to find that information.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest, instead of actually sending them directly to my course, I
mm-hmm.
will I would rather them email me and say that they want it, and I can send it directly. So it's renee@reneesullivan.net, and it's Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Okay, that is the best way to do it, and you can put in that subject line, you know, Word of Mom Radio on it, so that I know that that's where, you know, that email is coming from, and, you know, you can even say in your email, you know, I'm really curious about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and how to get more detailed information, rather than that sending it out directly, because I don't necessarily know where it's going to come from if I do it any other way, so... I think that's probably the best.
Okay, good. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I mean, I don't know if you had any more questions for me at all about marketing. What I wanted to do the next time I come back is to talk about, you know, more in depth about you know, where you store your Bitcoin and where you actually get it. You know, we kind of talked about it a little bit, just so people can get a better idea of how to do it. Again, I don't want to overwhelm people too much today.
Right. Right, definitely.
About it, you know. But as far as how I am teaching this to the people that come in contact with me is I have a community in Facebook, a strategy group, where, you know, bit by bit, piece by piece, you know, I have webinars each week. You know, we have a community where people can ask questions. And if people want to know more information about that, in that same email,
mm-hmm.
you know, address, they could say, how do I get in your strategy group? You know,
good.
There's no cost
mm-hmm.
in that. And it's really about educating others. It's really about helping others find a solution to whatever need that they have. Most people want to, you know, have some level of freedom in their lives. And
mm-hmm.
a lot more people I'm finding see that, okay, starting a business and having a business is probably one of the better ways to create that freedom and understand that there's a process to it. But if you have the right guidance, it doesn't have to be as painful.
Right.
Trust me, I've had some painful, even though I had mentors, I've had painful moments in a journey of, you know, doing the wrong things financially, you know, for several years, and then, you know, figuring out, okay, that's not the way to do it. Okay. So if I can prevent people from having painful moments,
yes.
I will do that. And that's really what our community and our group is about.
Excellent, because I don't think any of us are sadomasochists in here. We'd all like to avoid the pain if we can.
Right, exactly.
So, Renee, I think you've given us a really great introduction. I'm really excited to learn more, but I have a feeling. So why don't you just go ahead and repeat the email address, and I'll just remind everybody that if you put Word of Mom Radio or WOM Radio in the subject, and then you can just let Renee know either you're interested in her course on Bitcoins and cryptocurrency, you're interested in joining her strategy group, or both, and then she'll hook you up with the right links and information to get you there. And just go ahead and repeat the email address for them.
Sure. It's Renee@ReneeSullivan.net, and Renee is spelled R-E-N-E-E, and Sullivan is S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N.
So Renee@ReneeSullivan.net.
Correct.
Great. Okay. Well, this has been really excellent. So amazing to have you back in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we will look forward to getting the next lesson a month from now.
All right. Sounds awesome.
Okay. Great. Make it a great day, Renee.
You too.
Join us this Thursday as we highlight some of our favorite Mother's Day gifts. Besides our regular Safety Bags, Inc., StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, we will also be sponsored by It's My Bag. We are highlighting Ruby Ribbon clothing and shapewear lines and Mitzi Cosmetics. Remember that if you want to reach Renee to get more information on her courses on cryptocurrency or to join her Facebook strategy group for marketing tips, email her at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at ReneeSullivan.net. put WOM Radio in the subject line and let her know what you're looking for. Also, Renee is with us on the second Tuesday of every month. So if you have questions that you'd like us to possibly address on the June 11th episode, please feel free to post them on the Word of Mom Facebook page, to post them on the blog post at the Word of Mom Radio website. There's a blog post connected to each episode, or to email them directly to Renee. And she will either answer you directly, or if it seems more appropriate, we will address those questions online on the June 11th episode, where Renee will take us to the next step regarding attraction marketing and cryptocurrency. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make today a great day. Be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. Thank you, everybody.